I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. Anna Olson joins me again. The Food Network star and best-selling author is headlining the West Coast Christmas Show and Marketplace. That's later this week, the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th of November at the TradeX in Abbotsford. The show highlights gifts from artisans as well as commercial enterprises. There's all sorts of ideas for the holiday season, stuff to buy, eat, and give this year. Ms. Olson will be at the Home for the Holidays stage, where she'll show visitors ideas for our Christmas dinner tables. Anna Olson is the host of Food Network Canada's Bake with Anna Olson. Her other programs, Sugar and Fresh, have been seen in over 40 countries around the world. Her most recent book, Back to Baking, is her seventh best-selling cookbook. She was last on 4 years ago for her book, Fresh. Visit AnnaOlson.ca for more, including the new Olson Recipe Generator app, which works on one's various devices, and visit WestCoastChristmasShow.com for more as well. Please welcome back to the Plant on the Line program, Anna Olson. Ms. Olson, good morning.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Are you back home in Niagara?
I am at the moment, but not for too long, obviously. And you'll have to excuse my voice because I'm at the tail end of a cold. That comes with 'tis the season, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I'm at the beginning of one, so, you know, I can empathize. You've been traveling a lot lately. You were in Jasper recently, is that correct?
Yes, I was in Jasper and in Muskoka, all for Christmas-themed events. So I'm just keeping that spirit going by coming to Abbotsford, so I look forward to it.
Yeah, and so it must be fun for you because you get to meet fans of the show. It's obviously fun for them because they get to meet someone from the TV. Do you find that when you meet, say, readers, viewers of the program, that they have things, specific things that they want to ask in terms of, say, tips that they want or ideas that they need for their, well, the perfect time this year, the time of year is the holiday season?
Yes, Joe, I do find I get asked a lot of questions, particularly around holiday baking. If there's any one time of the year people bake, even if they don't bake the other 10 months of the year, November and December, about holiday baking. And so, particularly for novice or occasional bakers, those questions really come to light, and I'm happy to be there to answer them. And for those expert bakers, that's often when people want to challenge themselves or create gifts in the kitchen, because that's an expression of their own passion for baking. And so I learn so much about what I should be doing according to those questions I get asked. So many are about allergy-sensitive baking recipes, because quite often if you're entertaining a group, all of a sudden you have someone in your group that's vegan or has a gluten sensitivity or other such allergy, and how do you accommodate for that and make them feel as much a part of the special occasion?
See, I remember when I first saw you on television, I guess that would have been one of your baking programs, we would think of baking beforehand as time-consuming, really messy. And then if you screw something up, generally you're screwed. What you did with your program, and I think is your great gift, is that you were able to make it worthwhile, that it wasn't as hard as we thought it would be. And it could be fun.
Well, and it should be fun. I think people have rediscovered baking. I think we went through a trend about 10 years ago where we wanted to simplify everything, take a step out of the process, but with that we relinquished control over what we were, what was going into, especially the baked goods. So I think there's a resurgence, especially again to these allergies and sensitivities, of controlling what we're putting into it, but we're learning at the same time that we can enjoy the process. And particularly when you think about what holiday baking means, It really isn't about the cookies you eat. It's about the fact that you were baking with your grandma, or if you're a grandmother, you were baking with your grandkids, or you got together with friends, or it's the cookie exchange. And that time spent in the kitchen, that's the gift, and that's where the memory is. And I think a lot of people, too, when they start running around and getting caught up with all the activities, that you can actually take sanctuary in the kitchen, and that becomes your little zen place, where for just a few short hours you tell everybody else, I've got to bake, and they'll leave you alone, and you can just, that calming, repetitive action of beating butter and sugar and adding eggs, and there's just such comfort in that, and cookies especially, you know, they come in and out of the oven so quickly that it's not a taxing job, but calming and relaxing and part of getting into that festive spirit.
You mentioned an increase in, say, gluten-free choices that mm-hmm. one can buy and make, obviously. I've had a gluten muffin once, and I thought it was awful. But what have you found in your experience? Can gluten-free baked goods especially, can they be good?
I do believe gluten-free baked goods can be delicious. It's about knowing where to bend the rules and knowing where you shouldn't, and you have to respect the rules. Because when you take gluten out of ingredients, gluten adds structure. And it also adds flavor. We forget that wheat flour has its own flavor. So I wish there was a single hard and fast rule to substitutes, but it really depends on that end result. I've had a lot of good luck lately with quinoa flour as a tasty alternative to wheat flour. It's got a nice, mild, nutty taste to it that complements, especially you think of holiday desserts to go with dates and such things. Typically, you have to have a starch in there to replace the gluten that holds everything together. But with a little playing and looking towards, believe it or not, looking towards some traditional recipes, which you find more of at holiday time, I look to my family's heritage, which is Eastern European, which relied, I don't think wheat flour was as readily available. So there was a little more potato flour, potato starch, eggs as a base ingredient to hold things together, not relying on flour so much, that you can, ground nuts are a great option, that you can actually find a lot of recipes that lean towards gluten-free without reinventing the wheel.
And do you find that it tastes just as good? I mean, it probably doesn't taste the same, but it tastes just as good?
No, and I don't think we can expect it to taste the same, because it is apples and oranges, but I think you can make delicious tasting recipes. I make a gluten-free gingerbread cake, and I have fed that to friends and family all around without telling them what they were tasting. It was in the development process, and not a one of them guessed it was a gluten-free recipe. So a recipe like gingerbread that has a lot of moisture in it, it relies on the spices and the molasses, and you add boiling water to it. It does so much more that the flour, it's just a side element to it.
Yeah. So you'll be baking a lot of stuff when you're at the West Coast Christmas Show later this
month. Oh, most certainly.
Yeah.
I'd like to share something that's for the cookie tin, also an easy dessert that will, you know, when you've got those last-minute guests, but I do that old-fashioned switch-up like I used to on sugar, where I take that simple dessert and I turn it into a Christmas dinner-worthy, elegant dessert.
It's a Christmas.
Do I want to spoil the surprise and tell you what I'm making?
No, let people go to the Trade X in Abbotsford and find out. But I'm assuming that's what you do at home during the holidays.
Oh, yes. I usually have, and actually the golden rule in my house is if you come for dinner around the holidays, I'm afraid I never serve just one dessert. I always have to have two.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, right?
Well, no, exactly.
Yeah. So, I guess you make the whole meal, do you, for Christmas when you have family over?
Well, my husband, Michael, is a chef as well.
That's right.
So,
I
have to say we have the good fortune of dividing the labor in the kitchen, and we have our tasks we naturally gravitate towards, but we do love entertaining, and it seems to be a revolving door of guests and family that comes by around the holidays, so we do look forward to it. We're actually starting to plan our menus now, so that's a great bit of advice to everybody is now when you have the time to breathe, sit down with a cup of tea and start thinking about what are those flavors you want. And you know, now this gives you time if you want to try something new and create a new holiday tradition, maybe test it out once now in November before it comes time to the big event, so then you've got that skill set under your belt.
One of the things that people are concerned about now is where their food comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of, you know, making sure that it's locally grown. Now, you're in one part of the country, I'm in another. But do you find across the country that the things that one needs, especially when they're wanting to make dinner for Christmas, say the sort of game that they want to serve or the vegetables that they need, those are readily available throughout Canada?
Yes, and you pointed on something, Joe, and that is the regionality. And fortunately, where you are and where I am, both tend to be, we have a lot available to us. Cooking with the seasons also means cooking with a different cooking method. And so the produce that's available to us over the holidays tend to be the vegetables that suit slow roasting or braising or cooking. So you think of the squashes, the pumpkin, onions, potatoes, cabbage, root vegetables, carrots, parsnips, and those across Canada are readily available, packed with vitamins, but suit those wintry preparations. I love Brussels sprouts with caramelized onion, like actually quite browned, but with a little bit of maple syrup and a splash of all things beer added to it. And it just brightens up those Brussels sprouts, kind of neutralizes the cabbage effect, and oh, makes them so tasty.
Yeah, that sounds good, yeah. Another trend that I see a lot of people talk about, using a slow cooker, a crock pot, if you will. Do you use that in your kitchen?
Now and again, I do. It's handy around the holidays. Particularly, a lot of people use it almost as a serving tool. So if you have an open house party and you've got a big pot of chili or stew on you, you can cook it in a slow cooker, but also hold it so you're not taking up stove space. But it is certainly very convenient on those busy days when you've got to be running around. You can put that pot roast in the morning, and when you come home for dinner, it's ready to go, or if you have to then disappear to go Christmas shopping or otherwise, you've got dinner looked after. So it is a smart tool to have on hand around the holidays.
Now, I saw it on, online, you endorse a lot of things. You work with Home Hardware as well, do you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and so I saw this thing where you're renovating your bathroom.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Now, I saw you showed the bathroom before, and because I'm a guy, it didn't seem so bad for me. But the new bathroom, man, that's just gorgeous.
Yes, and everything, I worked with Home Hardware very closely, and everything is available out of Home Hardware's warehouse. So it was a fun project to do something like this properly, because you really are only going to, I'm only going to renovate that bathroom once. It's done. I'm not going to touch it again for as long as I live in this house. And so I wanted it done right. I wanted it to meet my needs, but also kind of like kitchen design, it needs to supersede trends. It needs to be timeless, because you aren't going to updated every other year like you might a bedroom color or living room cushions. So it was a great partnership, and to be able to, what was interesting is I'm known as Home Hardware's kitchen expert, but to actually be taken out of my comfort zone and work in an area of the house where I'm not an expert and get the expert advice from Home Hardware in terms of the product I need, I learned so much about what it takes to renovate a bathroom and what it requires. And while it's not a complicated space, you have to treat it very carefully, and you have to do the job right.
Yeah, that's huge. You have a tub, you have a shower, you even have a fridge and a coffee maker too, right?
Well, you know, when you have two chefs in one house, when we had the choice between a closet for towels or a hospitality center, because I took inspiration from what I like out of hotel bathrooms,
right.
And I like having that fridge and coffee maker nearby, so I thought, well, instead of going down in the morning, why don't we put the coffee maker in the bathroom when we're getting ready? And it's really served us well. Yeah. Lots of fun.
Yeah. I mentioned the connection with Home Hardware. You've got a lot of other endorsements as well. Is there a lot of time? I guess there should be a lot of time, a lot of thoughtful process, I guess, in thinking about what you choose to attach yourself to, right?
Yes, when I'm selecting partnerships, I look at a company like Home Hardware that is just a well-grounded, cross-Canadian, truly Canadian company with quality products. I'm not going to associate my name beside something I don't believe in, and I do have all those kitchenware products at home, and I use them. And when I'm looking at ingredients, I look carefully. I look at who I'm speaking to, and by those questions, you know, when I come to the West Coast Christmas Show and the questions I'm asked about yeast breads or baking with butter, when I have my relationships with the dairy farmers or with Fleischmann's yeast, there's that natural educational perspective that's there, and I think that's very important and appropriate.
Did you keep your butter outside, say? Not the butter that you're going to bake with. Well, some of that too, but I mean, you take that out before you're going to use it. But say the butter that you're going to use for toast and the things like that.
Yes.
So you just leave it out on the counter and that's fine?
I leave a little bit out. I don't leave a full pound out because I don't go through it that quickly. But at room temperature, I leave it out, I would say, about 2 days, and it's just fine.
Really?
Yeah. I've not had issue with it.
Yeah, people are always worried about dairy and whether they should leave that out in the soup.
Yeah, since it's a pure fat, it's more stable. You know, obviously you wouldn't do that with skim milk. In a matter of an hour, it would spoil. But because it's a pure fat, it doesn't turn so much. But I think what counts is just putting out what you use within a day or two so that it doesn't spoil. And then if it comes to baking, you know, I pull out butter when I know I have a full baking day. But otherwise, you can cut it into pieces, and it softens up. If it's cut into cubes, it softens up in about an hour. Or you have to be careful if you're softening it in the microwave, that your microwave's on a lower heat setting, so you don't melt it.
Right, yeah. This app off of your website, that's easy to download and sort, what do you get? You get a recipe a day, or...?
You're actually in charge of the recipes. The Olson Recipe Maker leaves you in charge, where we have provided chef ratios for all sorts of things. So you really want to cook by your motivation or craving or what you have on hand. So say if in your refrigerator you've got sweet potatoes, broccoli, and some cooked chicken left from dinner the night before. If you plug those into the appetizers, up come these options. You can make a soup, a quick pasta, a slow-cooked pasta, an Indian curry, a Thai curry, all using those ingredients. So once you pick that, it drops those ingredients that you've selected into the recipe, and then we tell you, okay, well, on top of those two vegetables, we'd like you to pick three more from this list of eight. So you don't have to go out running for things. You can kind of say, oh, well, I have red pepper, and I have 2 cups of bean sprouts hanging around, so this is what I can make. And then we have videos to support it. You save the recipe, you name the recipe, and we've given you the guidelines, but you've actually designed it.
See, I've got a BlackBerry, and usually apps, they don't really have very many apps for BlackBerries as opposed to, say, iPads or iPhones.
This is actually accessible for BlackBerry, too.
Well, that's what I'm going to download after I get off the phone. Do you have a cold remedy? I know you're getting out of one, and I'm developing one.
I've got the chicken soup on the go. I go for all the traditions. Lots of tea, chicken soup, vitamin C. I just finished eating 2 mandarin oranges. So it gets me in the Christmas mood at the same time, gets me my vitamin C, but I wish I could say cookies worked, but they don't.
No. it's so nice talking again, and a big fan of the show on TV, and whenever you come out to this part of the world, I try to make it out. All the best, Anna, and best of the season.
Oh, thank you. Nice talking with you. I look forward to coming to the West Coast Christmas show.
Indeed. Visit AnnaOlson.ca for her website, but also the West Coast Christmas Show and Marketplace. Their website is at westcoastchristmasshow.com. That's Friday the 22nd through to Sunday the 24th of November at the TradeX in Abbotsford. Anna Olson joined me on the line from Niagara, Ontario, in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.